Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got your free newbie lesson of the day, and it's all about parental responsibilities. My name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. Today, the title of our show is called, Can You Pick Them Up? Can you do that for us? Can you just pick up the kids? Can you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
I have no kids, but sure, I will do it once I have them. Okay, so the key word is de camino.
De camino. That means on the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. De camino. When you're driving and you say, oh, it's on the way, you say de camino.
Okay, great. Now let's listen for that key word, de camino, as we listen to the dialogue, which we're going to hear three times.
Dialogue, first time.
Voy a la farmacia.
¿Pasas por los niños?
No, están de camino.
¡Es tu turno!
Vale, vale.
Second time.
Voy a la farmacia.
¿Pasas por los niños?
No, están de camino.
¡Es tu turno!
Vale, vale.
Third time.
Voy a la farmacia.
¿Pasas por los niños?
No, están de camino.
¡Es tu turno!
Vale, vale.
All right, we're back and we're going to start with the translation.
Voy a la farmacia.
I'm going to the pharmacy.
Voy a la farmacia.
I'm going to the pharmacy.
Voy a la farmacia. ¿Pasas por los niños?
Are you picking up the kids?
¿Pasas por los niños?
Are you picking up the kids?
¿Pasas por los niños? No están de camino.
They're not on the way.
No están de camino.
They're not on the way.
No están de camino. Es tu turno.
It's your turn.
Es tu turno.
It's your turn.
Es tu turno. Vale, vale.
All right, all right.
Vale, vale.
Okay, okay.
Vale, vale. Okay, I just want to ask our users, how many times have you had this conversation? You proud parents, how many times?
I don't have any kids, so I've never had this conversation.
No, that's why we're asking.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's start at the beginning. I'm going to the pharmacy.
Voy a la farmacia.
Voy a la farmacia. Now, what's our word for pharmacy?
Farmacia.
Farmacia. That sounds kind of like pharmacy.
Yes, it's very easy, but there's places that they call droguería.
Droguería. Oh, the drugstore.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Okay, but you like farmacia.
Yeah. Come okay. on, it comes from fármaco. Fármaco has to do with medicines.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so.
Wow, we're getting etymological today.
Very.
Liliana.
Very.
Okay, so the pharmacy.
La farmacia.
All right, how about to the pharmacy?
A la farmacia.
A la farmacia. Now, if I want to say I'm going or I go.
Voy.
Voy. Now, this is the verb ir, mm-hmm. and it's in the first person singular form. So, I'm going to go. I'm going.
Voy a la farmacia.
I'm going to the pharmacy. Now, she's not going to let him go without, you know, giving him some responsibility. So, she asks, are you picking up the kids?
¿Pasas por los niños?
¿Pasas por los niños? Now, which part means the kids?
Los niños.
Los niños, right? The los means the, and niños means children.
Yes, you don't know if it's two boy or a girl. You just know that there's several.
Okay.
Because
there's
it's
more than
plural.
One.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's los plural. Niños.
Los niños. And at the beginning of the sentence, we have the action word, and the words together mean, are you going by for, you know, so I would translate them as, are you picking up?
Pasas.
Pasas. Pasas is the verb pasar. And when you use it with that por, which usually means for, pasas por, are you going
for someone?
Are you going for the kids? Yeah. Are you going by to get them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, ¿pasas por los niños?
All right. And his answer should be yes, right?
Yes, obviously. But his answer is like, no están de camino.
Oh, no están de camino. Now, let's take a look at this sentence. So, I heard our key phrase here.
De camino.
De camino means on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to say the kids are on the way.
Están de camino.
Están de camino. That's the verb estar. And it's the verb that means to be. And it talks about locations. So, they are on the way would be están de camino. Now, he actually says they're not on the way.
No están de camino.
No están de camino. Okay, no están de camino. Okay, so the kids aren't on the way. It's not convenient to pick them up, so forget it.
No, she says, es tu turno.
Es tu turno. Okay, this means it's your turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look. The verb ser is the first word, and it's in the third person singular, es, right? It is what? Your turn.
Es tu turno.
Tu turno. Es tu turno, it's your turn. So, turno obviously means turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and why do we say tu turno?
Because you're saying it's your turn.
Okay, so tú means your.
Yes.
All right.
Es tu turno.
Es tu turno. And then his answer is, all right.
Vale, vale, vale.
Vale, vale, vale.
Vale, vale.
So if you want to say okay, or if you want to just dismiss somebody like, yeah, whatever, you can say vale.
Vale, yes.
All right, let's listen to the dialogue again 3 more times.
Dialogue, first time.
Voy a la farmacia.
¿Pasas por los niños?
No están de camino.
Es tu turno.
Vale, vale.
Second time.
Voy a la farmacia.
¿Pasas por los niños?
No están de camino.
Es tu turno.
Vale, vale.
Third time.
Voy a la farmacia.
¿Pasas por los niños?
No están de camino.
Es tu turno.
Vale, vale.
All right, we're back.
Anyway, we're going to talk about the verb pasar.
Pasar, okay? Pasar, okay. In this dialogue, we used pasar por, which means to go by for, right? Meaning to pick somebody up.
Yeah, for example, you can say, ¿pasas por mí al aeropuerto?
Are you going to pick me up at the airport?
So that means pick me up, right? But you can also say pasar de año.
Pasar de año is like to advance in a grade.
Yes, you can say pasar un examen.
Okay, to pass a test.
You can also say, ¿me pasas el lápiz?
Okay, would you pass me the pencil?
Mm-hmm. And the other one that I'm pretty sure you know, when you say, ¿qué pasa?
What's going on?
That's also the verb pasar,
mm-hmm.
right?
And in that case, it means to happen or to occur. So mm-hmm. what's happening?
Oh, me pasó a mí.
It happened to me.
Exactly.
Okay, so this pasar has a lot of meanings in Spanish, a lot of different distinct meanings that would be translated different ways in English.
Yes, okay. But remember that you can always use it for like picking up something. Mm-hmm.
That would be pasar por.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, this was your free newbie lesson of the week. So if you would like to check out the other levels, the elementary levels all the way to the advanced levels, as well as our videos where we review some grammar and we teach you some cooking, those are good videos, please come to SpanishPod.com and check out the 7-day free trial. We're glad to give you access to everything for 7 days. We think you're going to like what you have to see. If you have any questions about this lesson, please come to the discussion page on this lesson and leave us your questions, your suggestions, your comments. For now, it's time for us to go. So, hasta luego.
Hasta luego.